I must start by saying thank you for that lovely introduction, thank you, and for the invitation to be here, and I think for the inspiration of being here in the last couple of days. I'm coming as an outsider looking in. I don't have a healthcare background, I have a teaching background, and to me, to listen to all the things that you've been doing in your working lives is really inspiring. I suppose what I'm hoping I can contribute are the fruits of some kind of parallel experience, because the two things I want to talk about today are, how do you hang on to a sense of vocation? And I've had a wonderful sense of people's sense of vocation in listening to you. And how do you do that in the face of bureaucratic pressures and bureaucratic changes? And that's something I myself have experienced in the education field and thought about quite a lot from that point of view. And I'm hoping that I can contribute that in a healthcare context. But you'll obviously have to do some work applying it yourselves as well. Really what I want to do then, most fundamentally, is think about purpose. Because I think if we can really, really keep in mind what our purpose is, then we can both maintain that purpose and, perhaps even more important, pass it on. Because my sense is that most of the people here have got a very strong sense still of what they're about and why they're doing it, despite a lot of pressures to push them away from that often. But the difficult thing may be passing that on. So how do we really focus on what we're meant to be doing? How do we pass that on? There's a lovely few lines from a poem by W.H. Auden called Horae Canonicae, and I always think about it when I think about vocation. You need not see what someone is doing to know if it is his vocation. You only need look at the eyes. The cook mixing a sauce, the surgeon making a primary incision, all of them wear the same rapt expression, forgetting themselves in a function. How beautiful it is, that eye on the object look. I was talking to one of the sisters, she'll know who it is, I don't want to embarrass her, here, and she was telling me about her work she'd done at an earlier stage teaching primary children. And suddenly her eyes lit up, and I thought, I've seen that look before. I've seen it in all the people I was teaching who were primary teachers, when they loved what they were doing and they started talking about the children. And it's that eye on the object look. And that's when you know it's someone's vocation. So how do you hang on to that? How do you not get off, knocked off balance, not lose focus? It was the feast of St. Thomas More earlier in the week, so that gives me an excuse now. I'd like to play you a clip from A Man for All Seasons. And while it's being played, I'd like you to think about the idea of vocation and how you keep focused on what your vocation is. And I hope the technology is going to work.